Administrations have their ups and downs, and so do stocks. Regular day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro has a modest portfolio, and he's realizing that turbulence in the world can also shake his personal finances.
Last month, I did what any good neophyte stock investor would do. I bought a book about how to play the stock market. In fact, I bought three books. All of them in the subtitle had that delicious siren phrase, financial independence. Now, in the heady days of the technology bubble, like much of America, I had decided to spend my spare time day trading. Like much of America, I bought at just the wrong moment, when the market was at its peak and heading for a fall. Yes, sir, I got on one of those websites, bought me up a bunch of shares of prebubbleburst.com, and sat back, ready to make a 30% return. I crawled away sad and stuffed the pennies that remained into that modern equivalent of the mattress, the 2% savings account. But today, things are different. This time, I've read those books, and even though I'm not a wizard with numbers, I love similes. And darned if Charles Schwab didn't give me a doozy. Being in stocks is like a ride on a jet in turbulence. The question is, how do you respond to the turbulence? I'm a seasoned flyer, so last month I opened up, a half dozen mutual funds with those $50 startup fees. You know the type, small cap, international, international small cap, not a bond in any of them. These past 2 weeks, I've realized something about myself. Those moments of flight turbulence, to me, they're death. I want to bang on the cockpit door for reassurance. With every swing, my stomach flies out of the cradle cap of my skull. My legs fall off. I say the Hail Mary in two languages. Turbulence. We've had a lot of that lately, and not all of it financial. There's bloodshed in Iraq, terrorism, recriminations about whether or not 9/11 could have been prevented. Now that I've got money in the stock market, I realize it runs not just on numbers, but emotion, the pulse of the globe, how it quickens our hearts. I read the papers now with a necessary tinge of guilt. I still ask, how do my investments affect the world? But too frequently, I hear myself wondering how all this turbulence in the world affects my investments. I'm still working through my new books on finance. And when my new guru, Mr. Schwab, tells me, turbulence, it's very frightening, but I think we'll all land safely, I want to believe him, not only with regard to the stocks I buy. I want to believe that, too, about this world of ours, a world in which, for all the ups and downs, withdrawal is not an option.
That essay by Marcos McPeak Villatoro, his latest book is Minos, a Romelia Chacon Mystery.